Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about Finding It Hard to Smile by Lovely the Band. I love this album. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. And I am being serious. I know that I say that at the beginning of, like, every time I talk about an album. I'm like, this is my favorite of all time. This, to me, it's a no-skip album. I love it. It flows so well. If anybody has this on vinyl and wants to sell it to me, because I'm pretty sure it just doesn't exist because I can't find it, I'll buy it. I have all their other albums, not this one. I would love this one. At the time that I'm recording this, Lovely the Band is coming in town tomorrow, and I won't be there, and I'm very sad. But it's okay, they'll come back. That's what I always tell myself. I'm like, they're gonna go on more tours, it's okay. You'll see them eventually. I would love to see them. I love all of their albums, but this one is my favorite. I mentioned this maybe a couple weeks ago. I feel bad when I say that someone's first album is my favorite, because I feel like I'm saying that's their peak, they never got better. Okay, they're constantly getting better, realizing more of their sound, for sure. That's not what I'm saying at all, but man, this album has such a special place in my heart. I love all of these songs still. Whatever genre this is, I put them in this genre. I put Coin in this genre. Man, a lot of other bands that in the future I will definitely talk about. Whatever genre this is, it's a little bit of indie, it's a little bit of alternative. I love this sound. And this is what it makes me feel like I'm driving in the summer. I love it. So when people ask me, like, what kind of music do you listen to, I will usually play something from this album and then probably something from one of Coin's albums or something like that to just kind of explain it, I guess. Because when Spotify is like, oh, POV indie, I don't know what they're meaning by that. That's what it said on my Spotify Wrapped, and everyone that I talked to, it also said that, so I don't really understand. But whatever. Lovely the Band had an EP that came out called Everything I Could Never Say, and that came out in 2017, and it had a few songs from this full-length album that they took from that EP, carried them over to the album because they're amazing, and then this album came out in 2018. I'm sure that if you have been in any stores in 2018, or listened to the radio, or been outside of your house, that you probably know this song, and that's Broken. This song was such a hit. It still is such a hit. I feel like it's for good reason, because the melody line is so strong. It's catchy. You always know that it's a good song if you can sing the instrument part. I don't know if that makes sense. You can sing the words, but then whenever there's like an instrumental part, you can like hum along to that. It's just, it's recognizable. It's lyrically strong. It's relatable. It's kind of like a, I don't know. I just feel like I could play anywhere. And I still like this song, even though it was popular. Sometimes whenever there's popular songs on an album, I find myself skipping them because I hear them all the time. If I'm listening to like the radio or something, I just feel like I hear them, but this one I'm not sick of yet. And I just feel like this is obviously the most popular one that the average listener would know from this album. I'm going to talk about some of the lyrics from Pity Party. I wish that I was out right now. I wish that I was a couple shots down, but I can't seem to get off my couch. It's scary how existing sounds. I could really use a night for me, but I can't afford the company. Head's been heavy for what seems like weeks. Please set me free, anxiety. You're invited to my pity party. You see me smile, but I won't be happy. Balloons and tears here for everybody, because feeling sorry is my favorite hobby. Oh my gosh, I love this song. It's towards the beginning of the album, kind of sets the tone that's like, hey, all of these songs, they sound really happy, but they're kind of not happy, but you're going to relate to it also. You're going to be dancing at this said pity party, but you're also going to be really sad at the same time. And that's the kind of music that we like to hear, because it can always get sadder, you know? You can always be more sad. So sometimes it's nice to have a fun song that's relatable and also a mainstream song that's about not leaving your house because it's scary to do so. Next, I'm going to talk about Make You Feel Pretty. I feel so redundant whenever I say this, because I say it every week, but I think this is one of my favorites on this record. It's definitely in the top three, I would say. I just think it's so fun. The lyrics are just, like, so catchy. The melody's so catchy. It's just got such, like, a groove to it. It says, "Over on the corner of Sunset and Doheny, up the stairs and on the rocks, that's just where she left me waiting, waiting so she could get high. She doesn't do it often, only every weekend, sometimes on a Tuesday when she don't really feel like sleeping through the night." I don't know if that was intended, but that line feels so backhanded because it just feels like he's, like, repeating her words of her being like, "Listen, I don't smoke that much. Just on the weekends when I'm with my friends, and sometimes during the week when I don't want to sleep, or sometimes when I need to sleep. And also sometimes if I had a long day, and also some other times, but it's not really that much. Like, I'm not a stoner." Girl, you are. In the chorus we have, "Spending all my money just to make you feel pretty. The sky ran out of stars, they're all living in the city. Don't want to be nameless for life. You want to be famous, that's fine. I'm spending all my money just to make you feel pretty." This chorus is so catchy. Also, like, the idea of, like, everybody wanting to feel pretty, but, like, it's not often. Myself, my own opinion and my friends' opinions and women that I talk to, it's not often that we feel pretty, but that is the goal, because it's not, like, spending money to make you look pretty, because I think, like, he kind of agrees, like, yeah, she's pretty, but she always wants something more. She wants this new thing this week. So I give it to her and I buy it for her. But it's like, if you're going off the societal standard, you're probably not going to feel pretty that often. It's almost like a thing that you can't buy it, you know? So that's kind of interesting to me. Also, this relationship, so toxic, but I'm here for it. In the next verse, he says, "You sound like you're from London. I know you're from Ohio." He says, "I could use a Xanax, maybe that'll fix this. She's like an addiction, something I ain't kicking easy. Oh my god, my life is such a mess. Oh my god, I think that I need some rest. She moved in my apartment, now I don't sleep often. Drinking this concoction, have I really lost it? Maybe. Maybe I'm out of my mind." Next, I'm gonna talk about Coachella. In your head, it's Coachella every weekend. Free spirits and flowers on your head. I love the way that you laughed with me. I miss the way that you laughed with me. I love this song because, well, number one, it's really catchy. And also, it's, like, very, like, reminiscent how, like, in the second verse, he says, "A careless summer and a wild heart. I'm at my best with you by my side." Where it's, like, written in past tense, like, remembering. But I think, I don't know, the majority of songs written like that are, like, regretful. Whenever you're, like, looking back on past stuff, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Like, what a low point in my life. But, like, here you're looking back, like, we were so beautiful, we were so, like, carefree in this time in our lives. Like, I really miss that. So looking at it in, like, a positive light, which I think is really refreshing. Next, I'm gonna talk about Emotion. The The song starts out with, "We can catch up for coffee. You'll talk about his accent. I'll pretend that I'm fine, but I can't pretend we never met. You'll bring up the distance, how I'm always on my phone. You'll say you lost your patience, how you're better off on your own." In the chorus, we have, "All I wanted was a little emotion. Keep rolling your eyes, your words stuck inside. Behind your teeth, your feelings can't hide. All I wanted was a little emotion." Ugh, this song is so frustrating because, like, obviously we're hearing one side of this relationship, and it's clearly predictable because, like, this has happened before. He's like, "Yeah, we'll get back in touch. You'll say, oh, you're so distant." And he's like, "You never gave me any real emotions, and you insisted that I never tried," in the second verse. He talks about that, but it's just like, it's predictable, and it's so frustrating because, like, both sides are predictable, and clearly they keep going back to try to, like, get some sort of closure, I guess, which I get that. I would do the same thing. It's easier that way, but then you just leave frustrated again, that it's like, the thing that I wanted from you, you're never gonna give me, and the thing that you want from me, apparently I'll never be able to give you that either, so we're both not getting what we need, but we're just, like, both stuck in this cycle. And I think that this song does a good job at explaining that in, like, a way that's easy for the listener to understand and to relate to, honestly. Let's talk about Walk From Here. "I wish that I knew how to hate you, or maybe not to give a damn. How do you make leaving graceful? I'm giving up the best I can. I wish that I knew how to take this, cutting up the lines we blurred. The space in between love and friendship is beautiful until it hurts." Our pre-chorus, and I guess our bridge, we have, "I might be no good, sweetie, you're no better. We used to be sugar, but now all I taste is bitter." It's a crazy move. The second you call someone sweetie in that way, like in a, like, talking down, I think it's over. I think maybe now I'm saying it, I'm like, maybe this is, like, how the conversation in the previous song, Emotion, how that, like, this is like a part two, basically. This is how that ended. Because then in the chorus we have, "I thought you'd be the one to save me. Honey, you're not worth the tears. There's no need to drive me crazy. Honey, I can walk from here." Where then it's like, okay, neither of us are gonna give in. That's it. Cutting this off. I'm out. Like, I'm getting nothing from this. You don't even need to drive me home. So it almost feels like an apathetic conclusion to Emotion, I think. In my mind, that's how I think of it. Next, I'm gonna talk about Stupid Mistakes. This song, in a way, reminds me of Coachella because it's reminiscent in the same way that that song is, and it's kind of like looking back and being like, I guess technically, like, this was, you know, not the best situation ever, but I still miss it and I still think about it. He says, "I called you with a few too many drinks in me. Well, at least you didn't answer. Woke up, prayed to God it was only a dream. Well, at least I took my chances. You said you never wanted to speak again. I was never one to listen, and it's fine, I just wish you'd get out of my head. Well, you never did. My brain holds too many poisons. They help me make the wrong choices. We all make stupid mistakes sometimes, but I make them more than most. And it's my fault that I live my life running away from ghosts. Too many skeletons, too hard to keep them in the closet where they've been. We all make stupid mistakes sometimes. You're the one that I miss the most." Next, I'm going to talk about Make Believe. I sing Make Believe and Walk From Here sometimes whenever I gig. They're just fun songs, and I know that, like, people in the, like, restaurant or wherever I am won't necessarily, like, know them, but they're just fun, and so I like to throw some of those songs in there that, like, I really like to sing, and they're just, like, fun songs that, I guess, hold people's attention. At the diner, you look finer than a set of china that my mama don't use. I looked helpless, you looked selfish, but you liked Elvis, so I thought you were cool. I like honesty and self-respect, but you spell rent P-A-R-E-N-T-S. God, I love the lyricism in this song. I think it's so cool. It's really catchy, too. In verse 2, they say, always talking, sort of flirting. We make plans, but you never come through. You say you're busy, but you miss me. I'll be here waiting around like a fool. I've got patience and persistence, but you spell love F-R-I-E-N-D-S. In the chorus, we have, talking to yourself, you make believe, filling up a void 8 days a week, want to get to know you. We can make some plans, tell me you're free. Aren't you getting tired of woe is me, trying to get to know you? In the bridge, we have, girl, you know I'd give the world to you, but you can't even open up to me. Played my part on your TV screen, your made-up movie, make believe. All I wanted was to see what happens. This album is so great. I'm so glad that Broken got the success that it did, because if not, I never would have went and listened to more of their songs and found how much I love this album and their other albums. And yeah, I just think that they're a great band. I hope that I get to see them live eventually. And yeah, I encourage you to go listen to their music and find which songs you like. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week.